SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide, back with another daily dose of wisdom to fuel your awesome lives. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty, juggling a million things, saying yes to everything, and ultimately feeling stretched thinner than a yoga instructor's peace sign? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's a secret weapon against that chaos, the power of boundaries. It's not about being selfish or shitting people out, it's about carving out space for your well-being, your goals, and the things that truly matter to you. Today, we're diving deep into the importance of setting boundaries and prioritizing your time. Because let's face it, in a world obsessed with productivity and hustle culture, taking control of our time feels like an act of rebellion. But trust me, it's not just about being efficient, it's about living a more intentional, fulfilling life. So, what are the key takeaways from today's Stoic Blueprint? First up, recognize your limits. You're not a superhero unless you have X-ray vision, then I'm calling dibs on your next superpower reveal. We all have finite energy and resources, so learn to say no gracefully without guilt. It's okay to prioritize your own well-being. Remember, saying yes to everything often means saying no to the things that truly matter. Second, define your priorities. What are the values that drive you? What activities bring you joy and fulfillment? Focus on those. Let go of the things that drain your energy and don't align with your goals. Think of it like this. Imagine your life as a garden. You wouldn't plant weeds everywhere, right? So, cultivate your passions and nurture what brings you growth. Third, schedule time for yourself. Seriously, block out time in your calendar for things you enjoy: reading, exercising, spending time with loved ones, even just taking a long bath. It might sound counterintuitive, but scheduling me time ensures it actually happens. You wouldn't cancel a meeting with a client, right? Treat yourself with the same respect and commitment. Fourth, communicate your boundaries clearly. This doesn't mean being aggressive or demanding. It's about expressing your needs respectfully and assertively. Think of it like setting the scene for a successful collaboration. Clear expectations lead to less stress and more positive outcomes. And finally, be kind to yourself. Remember, learning to set boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you stumble or feel overwhelmed. That's okay. Just get back on track and keep practicing. You're not perfect, but you're getting better every day. Now, let me paint you a picture of how these principles play out in real life. Imagine this. Sarah is a busy mom juggling work, kids, and trying to maintain some semblance of sanity. She constantly feels stretched thin, overwhelmed by demands, and resentful of the little free time she has. Then she starts implementing boundaries, saying no to extra commitments, scheduling dedicated me time, and communicating her needs more clearly to her family. The result? Sarah feels less stress, more in control, and rediscovers the joy in simple things. She's able to show up as a better parent and colleague because she's prioritizing her own well-being. It's a win-win situation. So, my friends, take these takeaways to heart. Recognize your limits, define your priorities, schedule time for yourself, communicate your boundaries clearly, and be kind to yourself along the way. Because when you master the art of setting boundaries, you unlock the power to live a more intentional, fulfilling life. Ready to make some changes? Start by identifying one area where you could implement a boundary, whether it's saying no to an extra project at work or carving out time for your favorite hobby. And don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media. I love hearing how you're applying these Stoic principles in your daily lives. Keep shining, and until next time, remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.